A volcano that spews gold? It has been a weird week.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like Crazy Bill here.
Really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott, and this is What a Weird Week, a show where we catch you up on the weird things that happen in the news this week. If you want show notes or a transcript, podcast stuff, see shownotes.page, shownotes.page. Here we go. Season 5, episode Can't Remember, for Friday, May the 3rd.
10.
From Sky News, the headline is 13-year-old boy finds holy grail of Legos that was lost at sea. Story about a shipping container filled with Legos that was lost at sea way back in 1997. And this young fellow in Cornwall, UK, has been going to the beach to find Legos. And the holy grail of the Legos is the octopus. And after 2 years of searching, the 13-year-old has found an octopus. Quite rare. Quite a find. There's a whole project. Someone named Tracy Williams has started up the Lego Lost at Sea project, and for years now they've been finding Lego pieces that were lost at sea. The last plastic octopus was found 18 years ago, so they're excited. Some more pieces are turning up because of the winter, the type of winter they had at the seashore in Cornwall. It's kind of an interesting hobby. I really think this is kind of a wholesome pastime, finding these rare Lego pieces. Lego archaeologists.
9.
Milan, Italy to ban ice cream. That was the headline from Sky News earlier this week. Milan, Italy has had enough and ice cream is outlawed. You will go to ice cream jail and you will, I imagine ice cream jail is very hot. You will sit there and think about what you've done in an extremely hot jail cell. Ice cream jail, that's how I imagine it. Sorry, ice cream lovers. In fact, if you read the article, it's, first of all, they're talking about gelato, not ice cream. I believe they're different things, aren't they? I'm not very cultured. And it's not exactly a ban. It's places that sell ice cream or gelato and other fast food, even pizza places, late at night. They have to shut down after midnight because tourists and revelers, people who eat food, are too darn loud for the good folks of Milan, Italy. And that's why they're looking at a partial ban of delicious gelato and pizza. Up next is a weird one about Mount Fuji. Thanks for listening. This is What a Weird Week.
8.
From the Associated Press, the headline, To fend off tourists, a town in Japan is building a big screen to block the view of Mount Fuji. The headline kind of says it all. The town has had enough of tourists taking photos and being a nuisance. And so to stop people from pausing in a certain place in town and taking an iconic photo of Mount Fuji, they're putting up a big wall, a big screen to block your view. It all started, maybe you guessed, it all started with social media. There was a trend. Somebody got a photo of Mount Fuji in this town. Mount Fuji's in the background. It looked as though Mount Fuji was sitting on top of a convenience store. And of course, that's hilarious. I can't blame you, social media. That's hilarious. But it became too much. So now the screens are going up. There will be no viewing of Mount Fuji from this place. Move along, tourists. Move along. That's me paraphrasing.
7.
Chicago's rat hole is back in the news, and this one has a happy ending. Spoiler alert, happy ending for rat hole enthusiasts. If you missed it, we talked about the rat hole. It was all over the news. There was this rat-like impression in the sidewalk in Chicago's north side. It was all over social media a while ago, and then somebody tried to fill the rat hole. Luckily, someone discovered that happened before the cement dried or whatever. They were able to get that pesky repair reversed, so the rat hole was saved. And now the sidewalk, it was deemed unsafe, but instead of repairing and patching the rat hole, they cut the whole block of sidewalk out and saved the rat hole for posterity. What an incredible triumph of people in authority listening to the common folk, us citizens who wanted to keep rat hole. So they have a slab of sidewalk in storage right now, and the mayor's office will meet with advisors or something like that. They're going to decide what to do with the rat hole. I'm guessing Smithsonian Institute, or maybe the Louvre, a gift to the people of Paris. Hang on, we have a story about an emotional support alligator next. Listening to the What a Weird Week program. We catch you up on the weird stuff from the news. If you want show notes, you can click shownotes.page.
6.
A man's emotional support alligator has been in the news. The man from Pennsylvania, the alligator named Wally, he's helped the fellow during times of depression. Wally is in the news because Wally has gone missing during a vacation. Wally's rather famous on social media. Wally, the emotional support alligator, is 5.5 feet long. People like to pet Wally or give him a hug. Wally was in the news one time because he was denied entry into the Philadelphia Phillies Major League Baseball game. They couldn't allow an alligator into the game even though Wally was described as an emotional support alligator. That was tricky at the time. That made news. Now, Wally is gone. On vacation in Brunswick, Georgia, Wally's owner suspects there was a theft stolen by pranksters and left outside someone's home, and they called the authorities. Wally was captured and released into the wild, the wilds of Brunswick, Georgia. The Associated Press tried to get more details from Wally's owner. They were told Wally's owner just didn't have time to talk to the press. So some of the details, I think, were garnered from social media. Then the article gets into how dangerous alligators can be, even pet alligators. That's kind of the story right now. We got to wait and see. Missing alligator story to be continued.
5.
This bee story. It got picked up by a lot of major news orgs. Maybe you saw the story about the 50,000 bees in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's kind of a cute story or terrifying. I don't know, whichever viewpoint you take on it. But a little gaffer, 3.5 years old, little gaffer named Sailor, said, "Mom, there are monsters in my room making noise." And apparently this went on for months. And finally, Mom realized there is a weird noise coming from your room. And upon further investigation, it was bees. Not the bees. Yes, the bees. And so they called a beekeeper. Approximately 50,000 bees removed from the little gaffer's wall. Little gaffer can rest easy. Or be haunted by nightmares, maybe. Up next, the robot uprising continues, you guys. Thanks for listening. This is What a Weird Week.
4.
I'm not sure if you're following the saga that is robots and how one day they will rise up and become our overlords, but that's basically me predicting the future accurately. The latest in that saga is Boston Dynamics in the news with their furry robot. If you want to have a look at the thing, check the episode show notes. Go to shownotes.page. Boston Dynamics has put fur on one of those robots that you've seen in the news before. It looks a bit like a plush toy now. They're trying to make the robots cute so that we let our guard down. I'm not sure. Some of this is editorial comment. Maybe they were trying to combat the terrifying aspect of their dog robots. Anyway, they put blue and white fur and made the thing look like a terrifying plush toy. Partially cute, partially terrifying. Plush toy robot, and they've given it the name Sparkles. Maybe if you're allergic to dogs, but you've always wanted some sort of companion like that, here's your chance. But if you're allergic to robots, forget about it.
3.
A rare bird is in the news. Let me first tell you this side note about myself, you guys. When the pandemic hit, I became somewhat of a birder. After we were all sent home from our office, and I'm looking outside, and I see a cerulean warbler, you guys. And I was like, what the heck is that thing? Why is that in my yard? And I became a birder. a self-described very, very amateur birder, like many people over the pandemic. So if that's you, you might be interested to learn how this photographer who's trying out a new camera, a fairly new hobby of photography on the Oregon coast, getting some beach pictures, a place called Hug Point, Oregon. He started looking at his beach photos and he realized that thing in the middle of my photo. What is that? Beach and rocks and this blob thing is a bird. A rust-colored and blue bird. The photo got shared around and bird enthusiasts noted, hey, that's a rare blue rock thrush. And you hear that all the time. Like I told you my rare bird story, but you hear, oh, hardly anybody sees those. This has been seen once before, this bird, in North America. And it was many, 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 many years ago in BC. So the second time it's been seen, the rare blue rock thrush, it's now in the hands of the Oregon Bird Records Committee, which is a real committee, you guys. And so to be continued, but they seem to have no doubt, and all the birders are very excited. This is going to be a record bird sighting, one for the record books. And if you want to see that photo, we have a link in the show notes. Up next, Cheeseball Man made news. It's a pretty good one. For listening to What a Weird Week. We are about weird news. You don't have to catch all the weird news. We do it for you. From the Laughing Squid website, the headline is Anonymous Man in Orange Mask Eats Entire Jar of Cheese Balls in New York City's Union Square Park. That's the perfect headline. It's everything that happened in this story. An anonymous person who has been dubbed Cheeseball Man put on an orange mask like a ski mask, and it appears he is also wearing some sort of orange cape and a dark winter coat and a big old jar of cheese balls, which, you know, a delicious, a savory snack, cheese simulated flavor snack. I think it was performance art, you guys, but I'm not exactly sure. I mean, this person, Cheeseball Man, puts up flyers around town inviting people to Union Square Park 3 o'clock to see the eating of the cheese balls. And there was quite a little crowd. If you click the photos, you'll see there was some excitement about Cheeseball Man and this eating of the cheese balls. But what does it mean? I don't know exactly. Cheeseball Man standing on a footstool of some sort. Someone else is holding up a banner depicting Cheeseball Man with cheese balls. Imagine the sodium. People seem to enjoy the performance. Is this the last we hear of Cheeseball Man? Is this a one-off? We just don't know at this point. Honorable mention. The folks at Gerber Baby Food looking for another Gerber baby. Now, if this is something that it hasn't been on your radar or whatever, Gerber Baby Food often will depict a baby on the label, and that's a real baby who won a contest or was specially selected for appearance on the label, and now the contest is back. Gerber wants you to enter a photo of your baby for a chance to win $25,000. New rule this year is your baby has to take their own photo, selfie style. So you have to teach your baby how to use a cell phone, take a selfie, or a 0.5. Get your baby a ring light and teach them how to use the cell phone camera, and good luck. That last part I just made up. Completely made up. Sorry, you guys. We little babies up to age 4 can enter this contest. And if you want to hit the link and enter, share that with somebody you know who has a baby, we put the link in the show notes. Number one is next. Solid gold volcanoes. This is What a Weird Week.
One.
This one came out last week. We had a special episode last week, so we didn't cover it. The volcano in Antarctica that made the news because it's spewing out gold. Every day it's spewing out around $6,000 worth of gold. Did you know volcanoes could do that? I didn't. Tiny specks of gold, but still $6,000 worth a day, which is slightly more than you'll make doing a podcast. So, you have my interest, volcano. According to the article we linked to, on the regular, this volcano churns out, pumps out, belches up gas and steam, and sometimes boulders of partially molten rock, which I didn't know this either. They're called volcanic bombs. And one of the things that comes out of this volcano in the bursts of gas, tiny crystals of gold. The article says scientists were surprised by that. The estimate is around 80 grams of gold a day, so current market value, time of recording, $6,000. $6,000 worth of gold. Let's stop there. End on a happy note. I love it that we live in a world that rains down gold from majestic volcanoes. That's an interesting world we live in, when you think of it that way. Hey? So that's the show. Thanks for listening. You can get all the transcript, all the podcast stuff if you want to subscribe to the podcast. And all the show notes if you go to shownotes.page, shownotes.page. You can catch us on the live stream as well. Shout out to our friends at Funhouse Radio. Every weekend, we're part of the programming at Funhouse Radio, and you can search out Funhouse Radio or ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. Catch you next week for another Top 10 of Weird News.
Hey, people, let me tell you about a volcano made of gold. She's still